This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I think it's this type of media atmosphere that, you know, you create. You know, the blame and shame media atmosphere that's kind of percolated for a while. I think there's a lot of things that are said that are taken out of context that, you know, you choose to make a headline of as opposed to understand what it's actually about. Have you seen it?
I've seen this. I understand the background of it. And
have you seen the context.
Yes, I have.
You see
that? See the context.
And that's what it was about.
No, I know that it wasn't.
Okay, so it wasn't about that, except you want to try to use something and use it as, you know, to take it out of context. Is that what you choose to do in the media?
When did you shoot it? Could you not?
That's what we do try to do.
It's Tom Brady on Saturday. Dan Housley from Channel 7 doing the questioning. He didn't love Dan Housley being there asking those questions. Finally got to a point where he just flat out asked the other members of the assembled media to start asking questions. Did you catch that part? Did you hear that part? I know that you guys had busy weekends. Did you actually hear that, Zoe, when he asked for other questions?
No.
Somebody else asked me something, anything else.
Oh, it's
where was Reese? What did Reese do?
Anyone else got any questions?
Yeah. Anyone else got any other questions? Please.
Get the stick out of here. Yeah.
Because Dan Housley was ready to have a one-on-one question after question after question about Brady's cameo on a Netflix show with Paul Rudd, Living With Yourself, which popped up. The clip first surfaced on Friday night, which, without knowing the full context of the show, you see the clip in and of itself, and you're like, whoa.
You go, oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
That can't be Tom. Wait a minute. Something happened here. Right.
You see the clip, yeah. And the clip is Tom Brady walking out of a spa. He walks out of the spa, and he walks to his vehicle, and Paul Rudd's character asks him if, Tom Brady looks at him and says, "Is it?" Well, actually, we'll just play it for you. Why am I explaining it? This is stupid.
First time?
Uh-huh. You?
Six.
That's Brady in front of Top Happy Spa is the name of the spa. In a strip mall with a sign on the building, which apparently Tom Brady would not have been able to see because the scene was shot with green screens when he shot.
Here's my thing. Did he okay the script or did he okay the video? Did he see that Top Happy Spa or whatever that sign that was written in Japanese letters? Was that shown to him?
I don't know if it was Japanese, but
that look or whatever it was. I mean,
I don't know, but I don't think it really matters because.
Oh, I think it does. Because, I mean, if he's really thinking, hey, I did this cloning video and I didn't see, like, I read the script. I was fine with the script and I'll take the, 500G for my hour and a half that I gave him of filming it. And I don't know if he got paid that, but I'm sure it's in that neighborhood or north of that. Yeah, I'll take that. And, okay, yeah, I'm good with the script.
You really think he got that kind of money for this?
I don't think he got $500,000 for the budget on that. No. For one line? No.
No.
It's not a product endorsement. It's a cameo in a TV show.
Yeah. No, I don't believe he got that. And I also can understand that he didn't know what the sign would look like, but I don't think the sign is all that damning in all of this.
Well, I think the sign, the pulling up to a strip mall, I think it is. Like, I think that's the that's what people that's what you assimilate.
Well, right? The spa is not.
How about this?
He knew it was a spa. I mean, he knew that it was a spa and knew that it was
a cloning, whatever. Yeah.
Well, no. He knew it was a spa. Let's not try and dance around that. I've watched the show. The spa is very central to the plot of the show. Okay. And it's not some sort of one-off scene with a spa involved. It's something that's heavily involved in the central plot of what is going on in the show, which is that this spa is where someone he knows refers him there. He goes there. He has to go back there again later on in the show. It's not something that just pops up in one scene. It's throughout the entire course of the show. In fact, there are multiple jokes made about the spa visit before and after the spa visit. And here are some of those jokes.
Okay. Hey, you really want to know my secret?
No.
I went to a spa.
Your secret is you paid for a hand?
No, not that kind, okay? It was like this cleanse. Full mind, body, soul. You have to be recommended by a previous client. It is highly exclusive.
Highly exclusive. You have to know someone who's gone there before to get invited into the spa to get services at this top secret spa.
See, now that's Rudd and another actor. That's not Brady.
Right, exactly. Brady's not in that scene. No. Right. Here's the part where Rudd has to go back later on. This is later on where they go to the spa. And they're banging on the door at the spa to get back in after the fact.
On. If you're that desperate, I'll give you a job.
Sir?
Please.
Okay, so there's another guy outside the spa making jokes about what's going on inside the spa. So it comes up a bunch of times throughout the course of the show. And they play off the, like, you know, Asian spa stereotype in the show because...
I got you.
Then Paul Rudd goes into the spa, and he goes in, and here are the two guys that greet him.
Cucumber water?
Was that Tom Brady outside?
Sorry, client confidentiality is our number one priority. You were referred by...
Dan Granum. I work with him.
Ah, yes. Did he tell you about Top Happy to process?
Like,
it's Top Happy.
It's pretty prevalent throughout the show. So... Green screen, no green screen. That turned out to be ridiculously irrelevant. Although Brady mentioning it is good for him to get people all confused about what the hell had actually happened. And
hey,
by mentioning that it was written 4 years ago, mentioning that it was agreed to a year ago. Why didn't he mention when it was filmed? Because the producer did. The producer, in fact, is on record in an interview that was published on Friday in which the producer, Timothy Greenberg, said, yeah, when the Robert Kraft incident happened, we actually thought we were going to lose the Brady cameo. We thought that Brady was going to back out and not do the cameo. And then we were really happy, and I'm paraphrasing, and I'll get you the exact quote, but they were happy when Brady decided to still show up and do the cameo, despite the very public Robert Kraft incident in Florida. So they thought when that happened, they were like, oh, the optics of this will look bad for him. So we're guessing he's going to back out. And then he didn't. Because no one advised him to, and the producers were thinking, he's probably going to back out.
We have one clue that says when it was filmed.
What is it?
Six.
Oh, it was after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We know that.
That's one clue.
Yeah, well.
Right. Right.
At the very least, it was after the Super Bowl.
If you really want to get down to the details.
No, because I've heard people say it was before. It was like last year. That's why.
Yeah.
No, it's not last year. ESPN said it this morning, too. It was filmed last year. It was written 4 years ago, filmed last year. No.
Nope, couldn't have been.
You can't film six until after it.
Just there's no point in doing it. I don't understand why he's doing this anyway. What are you doing a cameo on a TV show
and again,
for in the first place?
You're right, Hardy. If this is this new agency that he signed on with to make him global and do these kind of things, get rid of him. It's bad for it.
During the waiting period, because they're talking about the waiting period between when they got Grady... They got Brady to agree. It says, luckily, Greenberg, this is Refinery 29's story on the cameo, that was published before all this news broke, before the clip was online on Friday, before all this hubbub, if you will, Hardy. Luckily, Greenberg could, and once he had written Brady into the script, executive producer Jeff Stern reached out to the football star's agent and his publicist. Brady was interested, but it was football season. So they reached out last football season to see if they could get him involved. So we were waiting and waiting and waiting for the Patriots to finish their run. And then sure enough, they won again. Greenberg is a long-suffering Jets fan. He says of the Patriots' 2019 Super Bowl win. During this waiting period, news also broke that had them convinced they were going to lose Brady. Patriots owner Robert, by the way, they put in 2018, Robert Kraft was charged. That, no, it's 2019.
Wrong.
That was factual, factual thing that needs to be corrected in this story. It says, but during the waiting period, Patriots owner Robert Kraft was charged with soliciting a sex worker at a day spa in a strip mall. Quote, that looked almost exactly like what we were shooting. Like I would have used it as a reference photo, Greenberg admits. So we're like, all right, this is clearly not going to happen now. In the end, it did. After the Patriots won, Greenberg, Rudd, and the crew headed up to Boston to shoot the cameo in a parking lot. Paul and I were talking football with him for a good hour, Greenberg says. It was really super cool, and again, I'm a Jets fan, so I had mixed feelings, but he's also the greatest quarterback of all time. Greenberg still doesn't know why the GOAT agreed to do his show, and he's fine with never knowing. That's what he said.
So by the reports, when was this shot? What month?
I saw one that said it happened sometime in the spring, locally here.
I saw one that said August.
Like May or June? Yeah. Like sometime around the same time that the story was... What month did the story break? It may have been right around the same time.
I think it was April, right, when the story broke?
What story? The Kraft stuff?
So it was like...
February. No, it was the end of February. Broke when I went down. Yes, it did.
Did it really? Was it that early?
I went to Florida after the Super Bowl, if you remember, when I was down there, because I went to visit my dad, went down there, and it was the end of that week when it broke. Yep.
Yeah, February 25th. So Brady would have had to have filmed it between the Super Bowl, the first week of February, and February 25th for him to have said the word sixth. That's a real tight window that he would have had to have filmed that. Yeah, no.
Exactly. It was Friday of school vacation week.
There you go. So I was right.
Arcan and Ted Johnson were hosting. It broke during our show.
February 22nd, I'm looking at here, was the date.
That Friday.
Yeah, okay. So that's what, 3 weeks after the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
3 weeks. So he would have had a 3 week window to film that between the end of the Super Bowl to say he had won it six times and that happening. 3 week window to have been, you know, to have done it beforehand. That's just not.
Well, the story was they came up to Boston, correct?
Yes.
So he didn't just bolt and go to Montana or out on the West Coast immediately after the Super Bowl.
No, Boston, leaves on the trees. Everything is green. This is springtime, summertime.
It looks spring.
Maybe right around the time he put his home up for sale. I'm just, connecting a few other dots here. He either was woefully unaware of what was going on and didn't take the time, neither he nor his representation, to read what was going through it, or he just didn't care. He just didn't care.
I mean, he went to speak with Robert about this to support him. I don't know what airport that was at, but I think it was out in L.A. Like I remember them having a meeting or something, like right there in the tarmac. Like he went to see Robert to voice his support for him. And he's upset that this is tied together to it. But when you watch it initially, I'm like, how could you not think that?
Let's get to your calls coming up next. 617-779-0985. Sit tight. We'll be right with you.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap. And the tip digs in, and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
985, the sports up.
Yeah, I'm out at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I'm
617-779-0985. Go back to your calls. See what you have to say on everything from the day. Trade rumors, Jets game tonight. And Brady's on Netflix. Heard Netflix not doing so great right now. They got all these competitors there and about to enter the market, Hardy. Apple, Disney, AMC, They're all coming after Netflix. They're all coming after the king, Artie.
Well, they all like the idea. Oh, we get to create some original programming and have a monthly fee and Yeah, it's a good idea.
Al is in Ludlow.
Bada-boop, bada-beep.
Hi, Al.
Hey, guys. So, I agree with Zoe on this because Tom actually still works for the guy. You know, you can have your opinion about what Robert did, but to actually say that he didn't know what was going on, he's either an idiot or an incompetent lout. And Tom is not either of those. I think he still wants to call his boss out, but be a, you know, be a, I don't know, a good soldier. But even even Scott Zolak knows if you're working for the Patriots, you know, you keep your opinion to yourself, right, Zoe?
Right. Hell, as Zoe's got more sense.
Yeah. So Zoe said it. Yeah. Brady's calling out the boss.
I always thought you, Zoe, were one of the best quarterbacks this franchise had.
Thanks,
because
man.
You Preach. Actually
records,
you know, stuck numbers around
speak for
after,
itself.
Even when they sucked.
Yeah. That's right.
Better than
you
Bledsoe. Better than Grogan. Yeah. Better than all those guys. Better than Brady for sure.
Of course.
Obviously.
Castle. Hey, again, I go back to what I said. I feel better.
You're right, Zoe. Brady is taking a shot at Kraft.
Shut up, Beetle. Never said that. I feel better about this and how he feels about this situation than I do about the Flaygate, if that makes any sense. Going back to he's taking this one at least by the horns and defending it. Like,
how does that make you feel? How does that make you feel better about Deflategate? It should make you feel worse. It should make you feel worse. It should make you feel like he was guilty in Deflategate. That he wasn't.
I'm saying
he was. We know that.
More validity.
Where was this?
I'm just saying the way this is what I wanted to do with Deflategate.
I know,
and he didn't do it.
Where was this?
Where was this passion? That's passionate as long.
I know. He was more passionate about this.
Get out of here,
than he was about the deflated footballs.
To me, this is the most telling thing, too, where, you know, the people who say, like, oh, this has nothing to do with football in the game. You guys are just playing into it. Shouldn't that speak volumes to Brady that, hey, Tom, once again, it's being demonstrated nobody gives a crap outside of football while you're still playing football. So as important as you think it is to get a foothold in the movie industry or in entertainment or in TB12, the public at large and your fan base, your core group of supporters, don't care about anything you do outside of football.
Yeah.
They really don't. This doesn't make an impression on them at all. So while you may feel it's important, you may feel it's, you know, it is going to be in your best interest to already have this stuff going and the ball rolling on this stuff before your career ends, you might want to rethink that because nobody gives a crap.
Here's what I would also argue back against, that this was in any way, or he's in any way, like, savvy when it comes to media dealings. Because if he was, he'd know this was coming this weekend. He'd know that this question was coming. He'd know that this was going to happen, and he'd have an answer prepared better than what he did on Saturday.
What do you think he thinks that the
that was not a good showing on Saturday?
Ted and Ted 2 or whatever Teddy was in that are these are great things for him.
Yeah, right.
Like I think he likes doing them. He likes doing a Saturday Night Live. He thinks he's a really
because
really
he
good
would
actor.
He should have just said on Saturday was guys. Of course not. I definitely wouldn't. I would never take a shot at Mr. Kraft. Absolutely not. That is not what happened. But you should go watch the show. Because if you watch the show, you'll know what this is all about. You'll know that it's not what you think it appears to be. And my guess is...
Isn't that what he said to Housley? Did you see
No,
it? Did
but the you, way you say it is the whole thing. You're talking about blame and shame and me. What are you talking about, dude? Tell people to go watch the show.
But that's my point.
Tell them go watch the show, dude.
People don't want to watch the show, and it has nothing to do with Tom Brady. They just don't care. And that, a nicer way of saying it is this. Your fan base, your core group of fans are really... They're okay with you being nothing more than the greatest quarterback to ever play the game.
Right.
You know what, Tom? That's enough. Why don't you go watch the show? Then nobody gives a crap about some Paul Rudd show that you're in for 5 seconds. They're not going to go watch it just because you're in it for 5 seconds.
Right, but if you're good at doing the Hollywood bit, you sell the show. You sell the product. You sell the show. That's part of that gig.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Paul Rudd is out there selling his soul to every podcast and you know, entertainment show right now, selling this Netflix
the
show.
The only thing, yeah, and for Paul Rudd, that's what he does.
That's his job.
What Tom Brady does is be the best quarterback to ever play the game. Maybe just focus on that. Because all this other stuff that you try and do doesn't really help you. It doesn't help you at all.
When's it going to be enough?
The only thing the only thing it can do is hurt you. It's hurting you right now. It's hurting the image. Hurting your media savvy. It's hurting your look in Hollywood. None of this matters to Patriots fans anyway, or to sports fans, really. We all know what this stuff is when we see athletes making a cameo somewhere. Kind of roll your eyes. Oh, it's because every athlete wants to be a movie star, and every movie star wants to be an athlete, and they all want to be rock stars, you know? That's essentially, everybody wants to be doing something else. We're kind of okay with you just doing the one thing. In fact, we'd prefer it.
Ben's in the car. Hi, Ben.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks for the call. Love your show. You guys are always good because you stay away from this Felger and Maz, you know, pop culture BS. At the end of the day, you guys are right and wrong. He obviously knew what was going on, and he obviously doesn't care. And most importantly, the fans don't care because, you know, like you said, we either love him or the people that hate him hate him. And if he gave an answer that was just, you know, hey, I'm selling the show, you would have beat him up for saying take a stance. At the end of the day, the guy is annoyed that he can't do anything in his life without scrutiny, and he can't do anything outside of football, like a 30-second cameo, without taking heat for protecting himself or not protecting himself. The guy got a little annoyed because he's fed up with everybody putting narratives next to everything he does in life. And at the end of the day, I'd love to hear a little insight on tonight's Monday night game. I think it's going to be a tough one. Darnold's back. Yeah. The Jets defense is good. I mean, I don't know what we're talking about the pop culture for. Let's save that for Felger and Maz. I don't know anything about the game.
That's, you know what? That's a good point, because Felger and Maz, all they do is non-sports stuff.
Pop culture.
And it's very annoying to turn on Felger and Maz. Hardly any sports on that show.
Are they doing that thing today where Jim Murray asked 10 questions
so
related to pop
centric.
Party? Party, when they're forced to do that pop segment, right?
You know what's annoying?
Let's get them out of their robotic sports takes, and we're going to do 10 questions about pop culture.
You know what's annoying? Murray. When an athlete, any athlete, this is not just Tom Brady, any athlete, does something, and they say, oh, look at this, pay attention to this, take a look at what I'm doing here, and then they get annoyed when you ask questions about it. And in Tom Brady's case, it's TB12 this, TB12 that. Hey, I have a question about TB12. Is it really a good idea to be in partnership with Alex Guerrero? Oh, don't ask about that. Well, I'm going to go do a TV show. I'm going to make an appearance. Well, can I ask you about maybe the insensitive nature? No, you're trying to make a thing of it. Well, don't do this crap and ask people to watch it. Don't promote it. Don't do anything about it. But they do. Obviously, there's that implied, hey, also look at this. Hey, oh, by the way, I'm also involved with this. Well, are we allowed to ask questions about it, or do we just have to, like, sit mindless and take it all in, like we're being hypnotized by it? That's not how people consume their media. No, that's of course not. Can I ask you about that? No, you're trying to make a thing of it. I thought it was a thing after your owner is being accused of soliciting prostitution in a spa to then appear in a television thing where you walk out of a spa and there's a bunch of sexual innuendo jokes. Stupid me. I thought that there may have been a question there, but apparently there isn't. And how dare you for asking? Don't do it. If you don't want the questions, then don't do it. Stop with that. There'll be plenty of time for that after football. Right now, nobody cares. Not a knock against you. Why don't you just let us be supportive of you as your career continues as the best to ever play the game? Isn't that enough? When is it enough, Beetle?
Is it enough?
Is it enough to be the best on the planet to ever do something? No. I have to do a cameo in a Paul Rudd TV show, too. All right. Well, it's going to suck and cause problems, but by all means, go do it. Have at it.
Hardy has the headlines. Sounds of Sunday are coming up at 12:50.
The Sports Hub.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Coming out.
How'd the bartending go by the weekend over the weekend for the intern at Banners? Were things good?
Oh, that idiot.
The bartender
was training.
Today?
He was training.
The bartender training? Doesn't know how to make any drinks.
I saw a picture of it yesterday for NFL Sunday. Looks pretty good.
Oh, Banners?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it was pretty busy for an NFL Sunday.
37-foot TV?
Yeah. It's massive. But they split it up. I saw they split it up. They put a bunch of different things on that one major screen. But it looks
When I'm more on intern's work, and you can only order a red wine or a beer. That's it.
Yeah. Long Island
you
iced tea.
Red or white wine.
Said he can do vodka soda, too.
Oh, vodka.
Oh, can you? You can mix a vodka with soda.
Jack and Coke, yep.
Can he make a Long Island? No, he has no
Needs his phone.
Needs his phone. Perk. Needs the flip chart. He's going to be wearing a wristband like Brady or Garoppolo. Like Garoppolo. Flip it up. Okay.
Why don't you go watch a movie, Cocktail, okay? And then come back and then do a show.
617-779-0985. The phone number. Sounds of Sunday coming up in about 10 minutes. Ralph is in Eastie today. What's up, Ralph?
How's it going, guys?
Hey.
My call's about how and why the Patriots are going to have problems starting next week on, but if I have to, I need to throw my two cents in on Brady. If he got duped, shame on him, but if he knew it was coming out, he could have put a stop to it. He let it go, and now he's got to face the music. That's like him saying when he did that commercial, Roger that, he didn't know it was going to be about Goodell. But next week, everyone's agreeing that that's when their season really starts. I don't know how they had a soft schedule the first half, being the number one team. But it's not going to be their offense. They'll figure that out before the trade deadline. Their defense, I don't think you need to make any changes, but they need a leg. They're going to miss extra points and field goals, and that's going to hurt them against these stronger teams and in the playoffs.
So field goal kicking becomes a bigger concern for him as the games get closer.
You see that Cowboy kicker last night? Hit that one from what, 61? Could have been good from 70.
Okay.
Like, there are some good kickers in this league.
Yes, there are.
Yeah, you know, but I just
Patriots had just one of those, even despite his issues, which we now know were due to injury.
Which I don't think the kicking game is going to come back to bite him. I don't.
Well, how do you know?
Because of the defense.
Yeah, but
how many tight games have they been in? Like to where it's
not yet. I mean, the Buffalo game was tight. And the Patriots' schedule has been easy so far outside of the Buffalo game.
You see Buffalo's next five games? They should be 10-1 going into Dallas.
But I'm telling you, Buffalo is...
with that idiot at quarterback.
Buffalo is going to force the Patriots...
to play.
To play and have an excellent record.
That's great.
To make sure they take care of their division. I know that sounds insane.
No, but that's good because it tells you, hey, man, we got to keep our foot on the gas here. Attention to detail. You know, we can't let up. You know, how many teams have you seen, and not that it happens here a lot, but towards the end of the year, if you got stuff locked up, they sort of take their foot off it. Like the Indianapolis Colts have done it with Peyton back in the day and ended up getting smacked in the mouth.
Sign of the times, though, man. Sign of the times. The league sucks. There's only a handful of good teams, and Buffalo is one of them. It's the way it is. Tim is in Taunton today. Hi, Tim.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Hi.
Hey, I got a question for Zoe. Hey, do you think the offense is going to be more efficient tonight with Watson back in the lineup and Jacoby Myers securing all four catches last week? And
I actually think it will because I think it gives him reps like maybe he didn't have last week. Speaking of Myers, and I think Watson sort of is a plug-and-play tight end that you might actually be able to throw a ball to her. And Josh is going to scheme it. You know, so it's going to be multiple. You're going to get motion. You're going to get multiple sets. I think you only got three backs tonight. I think you got White, Bolden, and Sony. I don't think Harris is active tonight.
I'm not even sure Harris plays here anymore. It's like the missing
also,
man.
Hey, and who do you think is going to be the most explosive player on the field? Skill position. Who's going to have the biggest game tonight?
Are you going for fantasy? Are you trying to pick our brain for fantasy here?
Are we doing a little DraftKings lineup?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know.
Who cares? The
special teams. I don't know.
Who do you think is going to put up the most points in a PPR league?
Yeah. So. If I got to do two running backs and a wide receiver, I don't know.
Tim is in Quincy. Hi, Tim.
Yeah, guys. My biggest concern with the Patriots is
the trade deadline is, what, at the end of the month, the 31st?
30th.
And don't you think it's an absolute Tuesday. Need to go, even if you have to give up a number one pick or at least a number two pick to go get A.J. Green or the receiver from Denver? I mean, there has to be another veteran receiver out there because Gordon hasn't finished the season. And I just think it's essential that they have another veteran receiver. Just for depth, I think that's a huge concern going forward, more than the kicking game.
Yeah, I think Emmanuel Sanders should be at the top of their list. Mohamed Sanu is another name that might be on their list.
I don't want A.J. Green.
A.J. Green's not getting traded.
Another Demaryius Thomas. That guy's content on his legacy in Cincinnati. He wants to lose forever.
He wants to be there. They want him to be there.
Yeah, good. Keep him there.
Have him.
It's a guy I think that checks out.
The trade deadline is coming up a week from tomorrow.
Demaryius Thomas 2.0.
It is a week from tomorrow, Tuesday, October 29th. 8 days from now is the deadline. 8 days to the deadline. We will know a week from tomorrow.
I still can't believe we had a caller today said wanted to trade Gilmore.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's going to rework that and call us back in the next couple of days and obviously not include Gilmore in his next proposal. Coming up next, the sounds of Sunday. We'll talk more about the Patriots and Jets coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, including an interesting side item as it relates to the officiating in tonight's game. We'll get to all that coming up.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub presents Zolak and Bertrand's Sounds of Sunday.
Unicorns, show ponies.
Sunday, la 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 la, sounds of Sunday, oh, hey, oh. Sunday, la 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 la, sounds of Sunday.
Of Sunday on a Monday before the Patriots play on Monday Night Football at MetLife Stadium. Zoe is on the road today. Hardy and I are right here in the Town Fair Tire Studios. Let's get to it. Hardy, what do you say? Oh!
Yeah!
Yes!
See that one coming.
Pack it!
Boom!
Sounds of Sunday. We're going to start with the pregame shows.
Oh! Uh-huh.
Rob Gronkowski on the Fox pregame, and he was asked about the genius of Bill Belichick.
All right, you compared Edelman last week on Thursday Night Football to a squirrel. Very interesting soundbite. You also compared Brady to the GOAT. If Belichick was to be compared to something, what are you comparing Belichick to?
Oh, man.
You don't think he was asked about this, but he's really thinking about it.
Oh,
no
man.
Heads up on this?
Woo! Oh, man.
What's he going to come up with?
Oh, on a daily basis, the Grinch. Yes, always trying to take away the fun sometimes. This is all business, taking away the fun. And then here I come in, you know, all jolly. I'm Santa Claus coming. Oh! You know.
That's pretty good. That's funny.
Yeah, he sounds eager to come back and play. You want to go back and play? Not for the Grinch.
He's Grinch, no fun.
Well, he's not going to be doing that for long.
He said Bill Belichick takes away all the fun.
Robbie, you want to come back and play and get your brains bashed in week in and week out?
Oh, man.
No, I didn't think so.
I'm good.
Oh, on a daily basis?
Yeah, on a daily basis, you come back.
Every day.
And get your back beaten and your knees beaten, your head beaten.
Who'd you compare the boss to that you worked for there?
Yeah. The Grinch.
Oh. Enticing.
Not so good. All right, moving on. He was also asked about the Patriot Way, the fabled Patriot Way. A lot of people have denied its existence, at least in spoken form.
You just got to show up. You got to do your job. That's what they really emphasize there. You got to show up, do your job. And, you know, I had a lot of fun, but when it came down to football, you know, I'm not going to lie. I didn't know football the way these coaches know football. So whenever I'm at my job, when I'm at work, I'm listening to the coaches. I'm listening to the veteran players. And those philosophies. How do you say that word?
Philosophies?
Philosophies.
Oh, poor Gronk.
Oh,
and those how do you say that word?
Philosophical
yeah. reasonings.
Oh, boy, Gronky.
I love him.
Gronk, tell us more about your Bible study and the Philistines.
Those how do you say that word?
Philistines.
Tell me more about how you cured your CTE.
Philanthropians.
Beetle.
Unfair.
Why?
Unfair. Not kind.
You know, what was in the original Vacation where they go to Wally World?
He didn't cure it?
Who was Clark saying the prayers to? Yea, though he come down from the Canaanites,
Do I have time for a quick story here? A 30-second version.
About the Quincy kid?
No, it's another story.
Hey, what's going on with that guy from Quincy?
Story. I saw my football-loving neurologist recently, right?
As opposed to the neurologist who hates football. Beatles got two.
No, my neurologist that happens to love football.
Oh.
Who I see post-accident life.
After your fender bender.
Yeah, right. The neurologist loves football, loves Gronk. I had to break the news about Gronk declaring that he knows how to cure CTE to the football-loving neurologist.
Well, you would think he would be happy about that. He's like, you know what? I have colleagues who have been studying this.
It was almost like I told her her dog had died.
Now you're lying.
And she was like, what? I'm like, oh, yeah, no, he's out there telling everyone that he cured CTE. She's like, no. Yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I can show you the tweet. It's like, no, that's not good. I'm like, oh, no, it's great. He's got a cure. Doc, you should hit him up. You should get the research from him.
Female doctor?
Yeah.
What's the world coming to?
Philosophical reasonings. I'll just listen to the coaches, what they have, and they can teach me.
University of Arizona.
Yes, that's the University of Arizona. Yeah, no. Exactly. You know?
Exactly.
I think I ruined her day telling her that Gronk has declared he's got the cure for CTE.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
It didn't go over well.
Most doctors.
Loves football, loves Gronk. Did not like to hear that.
Hold on a second. He's something.
Exactly. You know, I'm still working on it. I'm still working on it.
By the way.
But, you know, I just showed up, played football, listened to the coaches, and do your job.
Yeah.
And you'll have a good time, though. You'll be successful.
Successful. You're going to secede from whatever it is.
Secession of the unions? when they had that civil army, or that civil war, whatever that thing they called it.
Come on.
And those philosophers. How do you say that word?
Week 11, baby. Week 11.
Yeah, keep wishing for
week
that.
Week 11.
Let's just move on.
Should put him on more.
Let's not do this anymore.
Cure the CTE.
Cowboys defensive end Marcus Lawrence got how do you say this word? What?
Philanthropic.
Philosophical. After the game. What did you say, Jim? He said something in my ear. Nothing? Okay. Here we go. Philosophical after the game.
Yeah, our standard is to live in that dark hole and don't never look for light, you know. So we came out there and we was digging, and the light never came. And we looked at the scoreboard. It was 37-10, so.
We're literally living in a dark hole.
Wait. Yeah, our standard is to live in that dark hole.
Our standard is still...
I'm sorry, dark what?
Our standard...
Hole.
Hole.
She said hole.
I was thinking about you last night during Sunday Night Football, by the way, so holding.
Wait.
Yeah.
Holding. Oh, I was dying.
Boger.
To
yeah. Hold. Like, first drive of the game. Holding.
We had two fouls on the play.
The L's are a problem for him.
Hold.
Fouls. And holding.
Holding. Two fouls.
Can't make the L sound. It's like his tongue can't hit the roof of his mouth.
And don't never look for light, you know. So we came out there and we was digging, and the light never came. And we looked at the scoreboard. It was 37-10. So
I don't get it.
Holding.
I don't understand what's happening anymore.
Those how do you say that word?
No, we're not. No. I said we're not doing that anymore. All right, Chargers radio. Big finish, exciting finish against the Titans.
Handoff goes to Gordon, waiting for a signal.
Oh, the ball might have come out.
Did the Titans recover the ball? I'm still waiting for a referee signal.
They're saying down, but the clock has run all the way down to 7 seconds.
The previous play is under review.
So now they're reviewing it.
Well, I do not think he scored. The question is, does the ball come out right on the initial contact?
Yeah,
yes, it is. The ball is out. The ball is out.
What a way to end the game.
That's the ball is clearly out. That ball's out.
That ball is out. It'll be a fumble. The Titans will have recovered, and the Chargers will lose the game.
The biggest question is, was the ball out?
Oh, that was a surprise result, that game yesterday.
All right, we love the tale of two calls here on Sounds of Sunday. So the Dolphins attempted an onside kick after pulling within three late in the game against Buffalo. So we're going to listen to Bills radio first. Again, Dolphins attempting an onside kick against the Bills. Here's Bills radio.
Here's the bloop kick off the short one, and it is caught by Micah Hyde in the air, and he's going to run the other
way.
Down. Micah Hyde running at the 10, at the 5, into the end zone, touchdown. Micah Hyde caught it in the air, ran it into the end zone for the touchdown. Go down and kneel it down a couple of times, right? That's what you're thinking, Eric.
Go down. It's game over. It's likely game over regardless, but I don't know why you put your defense out on the field again. You could risk injury. You could risk injury. You have no timeouts left, but they're having fun out there. And I'm not saying if I was in the open field as a player, I would have gone down. I would have liked to have a ton of fun, but that's a great play by Micah Hyde. I love the aggressiveness.
So which one is
it? Should he have gone down, though? It's like the previous game.
No.
The ball come out.
No, you go 10. I don't think so.
You should go down.
You think so?
When you're talking about extending it to 10?
I'm just laughing at the repetitive.
Oh, okay.
You should go down.
Here's a Dolphin.
And then he completely reverses course, though, by the end. And it's like, I love the aggressiveness.
Yeah.
Wait, you just said no. You said
score.
All right, here's Dolphins radio. Same play.
Kicks it. And it is caught by the Bills. It's Micah Hyde, and he goes down the sideline into the end zone. Oh, my.
Oh, whoa.
I didn't think you could advance an onside kick, but looks like you can because he just scored.
Yep.
He caught it on the hop and just kept going.
Why can't you advance an onside kick?
Yeah, what does he mean by that?
Because it hardly ever happens, but it's a live ball. You can do whatever you want with it. Why wouldn't you
still
be
a kick?
Yeah, he's new at this. He's new at announcing.
Isn't that the booth with like four guys in it?
Yeah, and he's been doing it for like 40 years.
So what? So if there's four guys in the booth, how come nobody is speaking?
Kicks it, and it is caught by the Bills. It's Micah Hyde, and he goes down the sideline into the end zone. Oh, my.
Oh, man. I can't wait to be just so much better than this tonight. I really can't.
They're watching the game, Hardy.
You people have a good with me. And you just sit there, and instead of...
Wait, you want me to talk, or do you want me to watch the game?
The
I can't do both.
Hold on. Jeez. Let me see. Oh, man.
Look, there's...
Nice.
Look, there are different ways of calling a game. There are different...
those philosophies. I mean, like, how do you say that?
Yeah, it's philosophies for calling a game. And, you know, one is to just watch it and not give a whole lot of chit-chat about it. That's what they do down in Miami.
I wish last week on the Winovich touchdown, I didn't say anything. Like, take a knee. He's taking you. Score! Get the ball! Score! That's what I said. Take a knee. Take a knee.
That's it for Sounds of Sunday, gentlemen.
Thank you, Hardy.
You're welcome.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Fourth and final hour on the way. Let's talk about tonight's game. Patriots and Jets.
Secession. Yeah.
And secession. And success.
Yeah.
Success on the field.
Be successful.
Let's definitely be successful in all that we do. Let's strive to be successful. Let's talk about tonight's game and what it means and what we're expecting. And I say what it means in terms of win or loss and all that good stuff. We'll do that coming up in 90 seconds. There are no commercials here. Don't go.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. on. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.